Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show for episode 122. We are so happy that you're here today. And as promised, this episode is going to be purely about something spiritually related. We're going to be talking about some wound healing. And a long time ago, like literally at this point, I think like 3 years ago, we had an episode. I think actually it might've just been me. Like you and I were like already working on it together, but this particular episode, I kind of just felt like called that I needed to like talk about it. But I did like a really short episode on like your, like where Chiron is in your chart. And I can't remember what I said in it, like, at all, because it was so fucking long ago, but I've always been really drawn to that part of astrology, because Chiron represents the area of your soul, your psyche, your being that is, like, just an open, gaping wound, and you are, that's, like, the area where you need to really actively work to help heal yourself. And for me, I'm pretty sure that mine, I'm not going to like look it up right now, but I'm pretty sure that mine had something to do with like, the feeling of abandonment, overcoming that in my life, like, which lines up perfectly with like my like background upbringing and whatnot. But, basically Liz and I were just farting around on the internet as we do. And we read that Chiron has been in Aries since February of 2019. So, not only has it been in Aries, it's been retrograde in Aries since February 2019, which is insane because that's literally before the fucking pandemic started.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Oh my God, what the heck? Why does my... Jeez, okay, there we go. My phone keeps trying to connect my camera. I don't understand why. But like, when I think about that, think of everything that happened in 2020. If you can't think of anything, start the podcast at the very beginning, because we documented the entire like pandemic. We documented all of the like everything about like the marches and the whole entire Black Lives Matter movement, just fucking everything. We as a society have been angry as shit for like the past three or so years with good reason. A lot of shit has happened, and ever since, you know, the end of 2019, when I feel like we were first starting to hear about COVID being in like China, people have just really, I feel like, struggled to assert themselves in ways that don't hurt or offend others, whether it's about like your perspective on racism or wearing a fucking mask or getting vaccinated or something, anything to do with like unemployment, the election. Like, there was so much, and it just, I mean, Aries, I love me a good old Aries girl. I haven't had the best like experience with like Aries men, but I love like the fiery energy behind Aries. And I feel like it's a sign that really like gets shit done. Like that energy. But basically Chiron being in Aries has forced us to just look at all of those blockages that have, I guess, like kept maybe society as a collective from overcoming shit that has made us angry for years. And we also read that Chiron's not gonna leave Aries till 2027. And then it'll
Yeah.
go into Taurus. And I don't even know like what the whole energy from that is gonna be. Maybe we're all gonna be mad frugal with our money. I don't know.
And isn't this one also like the wound of like losing faith in the universe or like feeling betrayed, like a sense of betrayal by the universe or something like that?
I'm sure somewhere. I mean, it does sound like something that aligns with it. I don't think I've ever read anything about that though. The whole concept of it comes from Greek mythology. Chiron was a centaur, like a little Sagittarius centaur.
Oh,
And
the wound of the self.
So the thing is like the because it's called a wound of the self because Chiron hurt himself. Like he accidentally poisoned himself with a poison arrow. Like he I don't know where the hell he, you know, it's Greek mythology. Who the fuck knows where he actually like hit himself? But there was no way to undo like what had been done. I mean, he poisoned himself and that was it. Chiron could heal others, but like he couldn't heal himself after he was stabbed with an arrow, which is like the ironic thing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
the irony.
So that's what created this whole wounded healer concept, archetype, whatever.
I feel like you may be looking at the same article. I just pulled up one from T and Rosemary. Have you seen that one?
Oh no, I was looking at my notes.
Oh, so there's an article from T and Rosemary, that I think puts it nicely and easy to understand because sometimes, when it comes to reading chart details and signs and these placements, and it can get really confusing. But it also sucks when you're reading some of this because it's like, this seems to be a very difficult Chiron to be in. I just scrolled away from it.
Like when I think of it, I just think of red.
Chiron in the Aries wound can come from many different types of trauma, but the outcome is always similar in any specific sign. So in Aries, the Chiron wound is all about a core feeling of worthlessness. And this is supposedly one of the most difficult yet important Chiron placements. And it just, I don't know, reading this, it just seems to be like a really painful one. The reason that Aries can be so difficult is because it's directly related to who you are as a person. So if you think of the typical Aries, you'll notice that they're generally sure of themselves, confident, bold, daring, which can even like that kind of stuff can cause problems. And so Chiron in Aries is the exact opposite of the normal Aries. And with that placement, it can just bring a lack of core self. And having how many of us had identity crises during the pandemic or just felt like you lost yourself, or you can't find yourself, or just, I don't know, just a lack of identity in who you are as a person. And that has a major impact on your mental health and how you're spending your time and reaching the goals you'd like to hit. And I mean, it affects everything. When you don't like yourself, or when you don't know who you are, you just feel like you're floating and you're lost, or it can be on the really extreme side of that, and just fuck your mental health, wreck it.
The really interesting thing to me is that, you know, because like, think of like Mercury retrograde, which is like the one that most people are more familiar with, because there's all the jokes about like Mercury's in Gatorade and blah, 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 or like, don't be scared, be prepared, whatever. The whole point of a retrograde is to pull on the energy, in my opinion. So if somebody wants to argue with me, that's fine. But it's to pull on the energy of that like planet or aspect and really like do some like inner, not only inner healing, but just like inner, like do some introspection, like start thinking about who you are, like what your values are, what your morals are, and all of like that type of shit. So like, think about the past few years as this retrograde has been happening. We've had nothing to do but sit inside and think.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only in the past like year and a half that people have gotten comfortable going in stores without a mask.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And like, it's like the only in the past year and a half have people gotten comfortable going like to bars and concerts with, and you see almost like no one wearing a mask anymore. And some people still do. Sometimes when I go to concerts, I will mask, because that's a lot of like people really tightly compressed. There's no windows, there's no ventilation. And like, you can stare at me all you fucking want, I'm going to do it. But I feel like, you know, when everybody was called to make a decision about what, like, are you going to wear a mask? Are you going to get the vaccination? Are you for or against the Black Lives Matter movement? Are you for or against like Biden or Trump being president? Like, blah, blah, blah. Everybody had to really, like, if you didn't give an answer, it was kind of just as bad as giving the wrong one to the person you were talking to. Like, you had to really be assertive and just stand your ground. Like, the past few years, I feel like I've gotten into so many fucking arguments with people about things that before all of this, I don't think I would have avoided it, but I wouldn't have felt as strongly about it. And I would have been like, let's agree to disagree. And now I'm kind of like, I'm not going to agree to disagree, because this shows me like you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like there, you know, years ago, before the 2016 election, we would like agree to disagree with people of different political affiliations than us. But now, I don't know, I had to think about like, okay, am I going to just agree to disagree with these people, or are we disagreeing on topics of like human rights? Because
yeah,
that I can't just agree to disagree on. And you're right, we all sat at home, we had plenty of time to think, we had more time to do introspection than the human race has since the last pandemic, when they all had to do something similar. But everything changed. The way we thought about other people changed drastically.
The way we thought about other people changed drastically. The way that we started to think about ourselves once we dove into those deeper layers, I guess, like we're like onions. Ogres are like onions. We have layers, donkey. I had to. But like, after all of it, obviously, you know, humankind's got a ways to go. But I do feel like as we near the end of the retrograde, because like, let's see, 2019, 2020, 2021, 22, 23, 5 years in, and it ends in 2027. So we've got four more years. No, wait. No, two more. No. 2027. What fucking year is it? We got four more.
Oh, shit. No, you're right. You're right.
Four more. Yeah, yeah.
My brain ain't mathing anymore today.
If my math is wrong, somebody just correct me. I don't give a shit. I've told y'all before, I can't do math. We've got, like, we're nearing, like, the tail end of it. And I feel like as we grow further and further away from the beginning of when Chiron began to, quote, move backwards, even though technically it doesn't thing like planets and shit don't. It, whatever. I'm not going to like explain how this shit works. Forget it. But as we near like the end of it, we've gotten more comfortable with just asserting ourselves, asserting our dominance in spaces where we typically haven't been allowed to take up space, asserting our individuality. Like, think of all of the different things in the past 5 years alone, even before the pandemic, even before this podcast, that we did. Like, we were just like, I want to do this and I'm going to try it and I know that I can do it. Like, your Etsy shop, remember when you had like the little crystal Etsy shop, and like my YouTube channel, like there were so many things that it was just like a fire was just lit under our ass. And I'm sure that goes for so many people. If you think back on like the timeline of February 2019, like what were you doing? What were you passionate about? What were you trying to like get other people to care about that you were doing? It's just, I don't know. It's just very, it's a very transformative energy, and it's not always positive and it's not always negative, but I mean, one can't live without the other. As we all know, yin and yang children, yin and yang.
Yeah, that's, I feel like the amount of transformation that happened for a lot of people was like 20 years of transformation packed into like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that did.
Yeah.
And I think about there, you know, have you ever thought about, I wonder what my life would be like right now if the pandemic had not happened?
Oh my God. I would still be with my ex. I would probably be married. I never would have started this podcast. No, the podcast had started before the pandemic, like right before it. But the podcast might not have gotten as far as it did because you and I had nothing else to do.
Yeah.
We played Animal Crossing and we recorded and we pushed out content nonstop. Like, we had nothing else better to do.
I have no idea what my life would look like. And I'm not saying that I'm grateful for the pandemic. That's not what I'm saying at all. But what I will say is I'm living my best damn fucking life because of it, because of what happened and the way that I adapted, and because of the amount of introspection that I did. I saw the things that were making me unhappy and I changed them. And I have a feeling that maybe I wouldn't have even realized some of those things. It may have taken me 20 years to come to my senses on some of these things, you know, and the pandemic just, I don't know it. Yeah. It took away my rose colored lenses.
Yeah. Not only about the world, but about yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And I feel like we had a lot of growing that happened and transformation. And there are so many of us living 180 lives from the way we were living 3 years ago. Oh, not that everybody, not that everybody had a 180, but probably, I mean, I would love to know the stats on that. They probably don't exist, but just the amount of people who decided to be like, you know what? I want to be happy, so I'm going to fucking do it. Mm-hmm. And literally changed their life, moved to a new country or a new state, got married or got divorced or started a company or quit their job or started a new job. You know, all these things that we wouldn't have done if that shit didn't happen. So, and then obviously there's people who lost people that they love, people close to them that would still be here. And, you know, all these things, it's just crazy to think. I wonder what my life would be like if that had not happened.
I don't think that any of the energy that is associated with this retrograde would like have permeated my soul the way that it did had it not happened. Like, and of course, duh, like you and I didn't know that Chiron was in fucking retrograde back in 2019. Like, this is news to us. Don't get it twisted. We're not astrologers. Anyone listening to this, we are not astrologers and we don't claim to be at all. But like, the energy associated with it is all about exploring wounds that are directly related to things that you were fighting to overcome. And I really do feel like from 2019 up until now, I have fought to be more impulsive. I have fought to be more assertive, set boundaries for myself, and to not always like feel like I needed to know every single thing about a situation before I got myself into it. And that, you know, that's not talking about like dangerous shit. I'm talking about like when I moved to this apartment, I didn't look at anything else. I was just like, I've got a feeling, I'm going to go with it. I'm going to be impulsive and I feel good about it. I don't feel like I'm an impulsive person. I don't feel like you're an impulsive person, but I feel like when we get a gut feeling, we really go with it. And you know, 2013, 2014, 2015, Brooke and Liz, they weren't like that.
No.
Not like that.
No, not at all. Yeah, no, that's, it's like this era of Chiron is, like you said, it's not all about, what did you say in the beginning? How people say, buckle up, get prepared.
Yeah, like people freak out about like Mercury retrograde. And like everyone, anytime something messes up, people are like, is Mercury in Gatorade? And I'm like so tired of hearing. It's funny a little bit, but it's really like not anymore. It's like retrogrades are not all about shit getting messed up for you. They're supposed to be about introspection. That's across the board for any retrograde. And there's a difference between short-term introspection, which I would consider Mercury retrograde short-term, and long-term introspection, which is Chiron being retrograde in Aries. And yeah, it's going to be that way until 2027. So keep doing what the fuck you're doing.
So get comfy.
Get comfy, bitch. I'm gonna ride that Chiron till you can't no more.
Our
Ostara egg. Our Ostara egg is going to be the Aries emoji.
Okay. Aries emoji.
So go comment on the new The new EP post for episode 122 and comment the Aries emoji to let us know that you got this far. Moving forward, I do think that we will keep up this rhythm because I really like the fact that not only did our personalities get to shine through as per usual, but we also got to give the part of our audience that actually wants to listen to factual information.
Really hard when you have ADHD, okay?
It is really hard. Okay, we do what we can. Fucking, I'm busy, she's busy.
It's hard.
It's hard. And I think this is just a teaser. I do think that the next witchy episode following this one, I would like to, I just looked at the timer when it said 7:16, so that's a sign that I think that like we need to do this. I would like for that episode to potentially be for us to talk about a few missing witches in the history of feminism. So hang tight for that. That will probably be episode 124, but don't let me forget that, Liz. Shit, I'm gonna write that down because you're gonna forget.
Yeah, listen, I'll try to remember, but you know me,
I don't hold it against you, sweetheart. I will never hold it against you.
Okay, well, we'll see you guys on the next one.
Talk to you later. Don't forget to never mind, I had a Chiron joke, but I thought about it and it doesn't make fucking sense. So talk to you on the next episode.